This is Dr. Mejia Litain for the patient Leticia Cisneros, Medical Records 153049, Delbert 115-1964. Referring physician, Dr. Jasmine Moran, procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, neck hypolipectomy, date of the procedure December 1st, 2021. Indications, epigastric pain, history of colon polyps, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 2, otherwise normal EGD, number 3, 2 colon polyps removed, number 4, internal hemorrhoids, pure paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, double template, pure paragraph, findings, oropharynx, apionoma, pure paragraph, esophagus, apionoma, pure paragraph, stomach, there's mild diffuse erythema in the antrum, body biopsy taken right each pylori, pure paragraph, there's that diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, about 2 millimeters. Co biopsy taken, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal. Period biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, pure paragraph, colonoscopy findings in our rectum. Internal hemorrhage rate 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, appeared normal, period paragraph. Spinal flexure, pure normal, pure paragraph, transverse colon, C polyp about 8 millimeters, removal neck, hypolipectomy, pure paragraph, hepatic flexure, pure normal, pure paragraph, ascending colon, cecum, pure normal, pure paragraph. In the cecum, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, pale co-biopsy, hypolipectomy performed, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology report, number 2, and 3, flip measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, next number, high fiber diet, next number, 5, supplementation, next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.